you know, GoPro is just synonymous with action cameras, right? Right? But for a while there, it really felt like they were struggling. I mean, intense competition and that that Karma drone venture, that was pretty disastrous, super expensive. It looked like they were close to the edge. But if you look at what they're doing now strategically, it feels like more than just survival. They're really reinventing themselves financially.
Exactly. The whole mission seems to have shifted. It's less about just selling more cameras, you know, chasing volume,
right,
and much more about margin. Discipline. So this deep dive is really about understanding that critical pivot GoPro's making, moving away from just relying on hardware sales, which can be risky, and building this profitable subscription ecosystem around it. So for you listening, the key thing to grasp is this integrated trio they're building.
Trio.
Yeah, the hardware, the cameras, and their editing software, the Quik app, and that really crucial recurring subscription revenue. It all has to work together.
Okay, let's dig into the financials first, because honestly, the headline numbers look a bit alarming.
Right.
We just got the Q2 2025 results. Revenue down 18%.
Yeah.
Physical camera sales dropped 23%. I mean, that looks like decline, right? How are the sources framing that as, well, a turnaround?
Well, it's interesting. It's kind of a paradox, but it's driven by a really aggressive strategy. It seems Nicholas Woodman, the founder, has really changed his tune from that old growth at all costs approach. So yeah, revenue dropped, but they've massively optimized the whole operation underneath, like non-GAAP gross margin.
Okay, wait. Non-GAAP gross margin, remind us what that means. Profitability without certain costs.
Right, exactly. Excluding things like one-off restructuring charges. That margin improved significantly. 530 basis points, landing at 36.0%.
And for the 530 basis points, that's 5.3%. That's a really big jump in how much profit they make on each sale.
It's huge. And they did it by cutting costs like crazy. Non-GAAP operating expenses slashed by 32% compared to last year, down to just $63 million. So this focus on efficiency, it means the company can actually be profitable even selling less stuff. They're smaller, maybe, but way healthier financially.
That discipline is the real story.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's look at the product side then, because that seems to reflect the smarter, maybe lower risk thinking. They just launched this Fluid Pro AI gimbal. Costs about $230. It feels like a return to something they tried and failed with before, right? The Karma Grip. But isn't aiming this at smartphone users? Isn't that almost like saying the GoPro itself isn't the main event anymore? Doesn't it risk eating into their camera sales?
That's exactly the tightrope they're walking.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this Fluid Pro gimbal, it's like a classic Trojan horse strategy. It's got cool tech AI subject tracking, lasts 18 hours. But the critical thing is it works perfectly with smartphones too, not just GoPros. So they're lowering the barrier, right? Bringing in people who just use their phones to create content.
Ah, so the goal isn't just selling the gimbal. Exactly. The goal is pulling those millions of smartphone creators into their ecosystem, specifically that high margin Quik app subscription, the gimbal, or even the camera. It's just the way in.
The gateway. Okay, so if margin is key, cutting costs is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they need new ways to make money that don't involve building expensive hardware. Which brings us to this AI data licensing thing. That sounds pretty innovative and maybe less capital intensive.
Oh, it's definitely capital light. And it's actually a brilliant move strategically. It turns something that normally costs money, cloud storage, into a profit source. See, GoPro has this massive, unique collection of video data, over 450 petabytes. That's just a staggering amount of first-person footage. They're leveraging it. If subscribers opt in, GoPro can license that anonymized footage to tech companies, you know, for training AI model.
And the subscribers get something out of it.
That's the kicker. They get 50% of the revenue generated from licensing their content. So suddenly, uploading your videos to the cloud isn't just storage, it's potentially an income stream. It makes the whole subscription much stickier.
Wow, okay. That's clever. Turning storage costs into shared profit.
Right.
All right, so wrapping up the strategy then. With this newfound efficiency and profit, are they going back to big, risky bets? Are we going to see, like, GoPro drones again?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe robots?
No, definitely not. The sources are very clear on this. That Karma lesson, it really stuck. They are explicitly not jumping back into high-risk, expensive hardware manufacturing like that. The focus now is being an enabling technology.
Enabling tech.
Meaning they provide the components or the IP for others. They're selling their intellectual property. They have something like 42 patent families just related to drones, UAVs, and their cameras become the eyes for other people's projects.
Right, like we saw those modified Hero 4 cameras on NASA's Artemis I mission, or GoPros stuck onto Boston Dynamics Spot robot dogs.
Exactly. They provide the tough, high-quality sensor package. Their actual hardware bets now seem much more targeted and disciplined, like the upcoming Max 2 360 camera serves a specific niche, or partnering on those tech-enabled motorcycle helmets. It's not about dominating huge markets anymore. The leadership goal, it seems, is just sustainable, disciplined profit. Full stop.
So what does all this mean for GoPro's identity then? I mean, Woodman himself has hinted that the subscription service, which apparently has like 70-80% gross margins.
Yeah, incredibly high margins.
That could eventually become their main flagship product.
Mm.
So if the camera is just the gateway, just the way into this software and data ecosystem, what does that mean for the brand? What happens when the software potentially becomes more valuable than the tough little camera that started it all? It's definitely something for you to think about.